All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you could be here with us this evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. And we assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you on the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like every one of you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll make this brief since there's not a whole lot of people in the audience this evening.
I don't know whether it's if you don't give the spiel, then somehow it's not an official meeting.
No, it'll still be official. But basically, for the applicants, how this will happen is that Mr. Lank and Mr. Abbott will read any agency comments that's been received by the office so far. And then after they read their comments, you'll have an opportunity to come to the podium and explain what it is you're asking for. And after that, then Mr. Wheatley will ask if there's anyone here with an interest in the application, either for or against. And if anybody does show up, they will have an opportunity to speak. You will only have one opportunity to present your case to the commission. So, you know, if somebody would show up, you know, they would be able to speak, but you would have already had your opportunity to tell the commission why you want your application to be granted. And essentially, that's it. At the conclusion of the hearing, the commission will take a vote on the application, and you're certainly invited to stay throughout the commission's deliberations to see how the commission votes on it. I will point out, you may know this, but the commission only makes a recommendation to county council. So there's another hearing scheduled before county council at a later date, which, Lawrence, I don't know if you know the date offhand.
April 23rd.
Okay, so April 23rd, you'll have to come back because there's another hearing in front of county council. So this commission makes a recommendation to county council. Then county council has the final say on whether to approve the change in zone. So that being said, I think that's all we need to go through.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Councilor.